KI4DOS, calling CQ to Bridge to Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. Larry normally every other Friday night, and he had a family get together he needed to attend or wanted to attend, and he asked if I would pick it up for him, so that's why you get to hear me again tonight. Let's go through the pre-net check-in, folks, the people that use the pre-net. And then we'll go over and check our EchoLink stations. Good evening to AA4GH. That's Mr. Gus down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT. That's Mr. John. He's down there in Honeypath. And KC4WGG. That's Patrick down there in Rome, Georgia. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And K04ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. And KN4 Brown Summit, North Carolina. And W4IOE, that's Mr. C, and he's up there at Fletcher. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate all those fine folks use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. I hope all of y'all are doing well. Now we'll go over and get our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey Gary. I get the pleasure, Gary, of checking in with you twice this week. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. Negative, negative, and do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
KI4DOS, please check in KC4SKD and KF4GGF. This is Larry and Charlie, and we're in Charleston. Check us in and out.
Good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you were doing well. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello and hope she's doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Good hearing you again this evening. And then we got KF4GGF. That's Mr. Charlie down there in Charleston. It brings along his brother Larry, KC4SKD. He's down there in Charleston. Appreciate y'all being there, Larry and Rhonda and everybody. We said hello. Hope everybody's doing well. And good hearing you on the air there, young man. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on EchoLink. That's all the EchoLink stations I got showing right now, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins. Starting with Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please. Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I am operating portable in Gowansville this evening. Good evening to you and all on the net.
DOS. Can you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Kilo S. And Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg. I'm in Greer. Negative and negative.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. Negative and negative. I be in Berea. Name is Jim. Calling in through Echolink.
We're DOS from the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4ZPH. That's Mr. David. He's portable over in Gowansville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Sounding good on the portable over there. Appreciate you being here. Hope you're doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy, and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well. And KO4YHY, that's Mr. Jim over here in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. Jim, I didn't see you over on Echo Lake, but I just noticed that my computer is frozen up. So I'm going to have to do some research and development on that. I don't know what's happened over on that, but we'll take care of that in a few minutes. Do we have any other Echo Lake stations? Echo Lake stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KI4DOS. Over to the RF check-ins, we'll go through the Uniform True Zulu group again. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KI4DOS. In front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
DOS, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Uniform Romeo, KR4CUR, Josh in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative 9.
West, November 4, Alpha Kilo, in 4AK, Glen, Sunset, South Carolina, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
The DOS and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Arena. They're down there in Piedmont. And Rick brings along their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. She's down there in Ware Shoals. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Miss Michelle and Miss Lorena we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And And KR4CUR, Master Josh over there in Bowling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Josh. Hope you are doing well. And N4AK, that's Mr. Josh, but not Josh, that's Mr. Glenn. Well, I'm losing my place tonight, folks. N4AK, that's Mr. Glenn down there in Sunset. Well, I hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. And then we got W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. I hope y'all are doing well. Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. A through D, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. And Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry, Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative.
That's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Or like to say good evening, KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo Through Hotel. E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And everyone, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren. We're in Taylor's. Negative and negative tonight.
DOS. And on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKS. That's Patrick. I'm finally home in Penrose, and I'll be in and out tonight, Gary. But thanks for picking up the net for me there and helping Larry out.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
Net control, please check in Kilo Alpha 4, Hotel Oscar Yankee, KA4HOY, Levi and Liberty, negative, short time.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, that last station, KO4HOY. Can I get your name and location again?
KA4HOY, Levi and Liberty.
Levi, I got you down there. It was my fault. I just didn't get everything written down quickly enough. I do mine with paper and pencil. And sometimes I get behind, but we got you in the log. I'd also like to say good evening to N4HHC. That's Mr. Warren over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. And KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Glad you made it back to the home safely. Hope all y'all are doing well. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. And then we got KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Chandler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And again, KA4HOY, Mr. Levi over here in Liberty. Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well tonight. Everyone else on the net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, we'd like to say good evening to AK4HR, Master Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I've got a Kilo Fox Zero station up on Echo Link. If you don't have audio capabilities, shoot me a text message. I'd love to get you in my log tonight. If you don't mind, I'll let you try it again.
Kilo Fox Zero, Uniform Alpha X-ray. This is Brantley calling out of Denver, Colorado.
2-meter net. And we'd like to say good evening to KF0UAX. And I apologize, I missed your name, but you're out there in Colorado. Appreciate you being with us from Colorado tonight. You're my long-distance contact so far. But we do appreciate you taking the time to be with us from Colorado. Hope you're doing well. Back to the RF check-ins now. Let's move up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a short comment. I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Master James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a few minutes. Also, I'd like to say good evening to K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in there in the other room. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Nobody at home in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The patient group on a Friday night, the Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Humbug. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir. And I might say a heads up on the weather later tonight. I'm looking at the radar, and looks a little threatening. Thanks, Gary, and I'll be negative and negative.
Or DOS. Hello, Gary. There's still a few of us out here anyway. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
I4DOS, please check in. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray Kilo, Merrill Impalers, KI4DOS, back to net.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And thanks for the update on the weather. I hadn't looked at the weather lately there, Tom, but if there's some storms coming in, that's nice to know about, and we can make arrangements for that. But please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. I hope y'all are still out there. But do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And then we got KF4SXK. That's Mr. Merrill over there in Taylor's. Well, appreciate you being with us there, young man. Hope you are doing well. I don't remember if I've ever checked you in on my net. I do this with paper and pencil and try to remember everybody, but sometimes I miss a few. But if I haven't said hello to you before, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night if you can make it. Different net controller at 9 p.m. Again, hope you are doing well. Additional stations in the Quebec Futango group called KI4DOS. To the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Mobile, and Simpsonville.
DOS. Hello to you and Joy, and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. N4ZLK, sorry. Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to say good evening, KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. He's mobile down there around Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Please be careful out there on the mobile. Hope you get home safely. And I hope you are doing well. Then we got N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane at home in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Please tell Miss Beth and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. Matt West of Greenwood County, be name and air, 73 to you and all the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. Our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I did have one sign up for RAG-2 tonight, and that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, how are you and Miss Donna doing? Sounded like you started off sounding kind of bad, didn't you? As you kept talking, you sounded better. I don't know. How you doing there, young man?
KI4DOS, this is KK4JBQ. Well, the condition of my voice is variable. You know, it depends on the day and what I've been through and because it just is. I don't know. I don't run to the doctor for everything, so it's been aggravating. And I know people don't like listening to somebody with a wheezy voice. But there it is. And I've had a better day today with it, you might say. But anyway, here we are. We're in spring. And spring is a changing season. It came in this year with kind of a roar. Bad thunderstorms and whatnot. Bad pretty days. I'm awfully thankful for the pretty days. They draw me out, you know, so I get a little fresh air. But days like is coming up the next couple of days, I think, too. And, well, everybody just keep their eyes to the skies. I like the way that I got that from a meteorologist. Keep your eyes to the skies. Anyway, the reason I wanted to be sure I stuck around for a little RAG-2 was that people, you know, here it is 32 minutes after 9, and people need a little more time because we had some people call it the late shift or whatever. We have people come in at a later hour. And I've heard them. You probably have too. You've checked into the net and you stick around and see, you know, what you might hear, you know, and the net just shuts down before 9:30. And yet you didn't rush right to the radio and turn it off. You still listen, and you might hear, if this is the case, you might hear lots of people try to check in after 9:30. I don't know what's got into their heads. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, we get to the bottom half of the hour. Yeah, get to the bottom half of the hour. It seems like we do have some check-ins come in that, later in the evening. Of course, me and Ray, when he was calling the net for many, many, many years, we always tried to stretch it out to at least 9:30. And because we normally get a few after 9:30, people checking in, coming in late. And I've done it myself. I'll be sitting in there, you know, doing something else and then not paying attention to the time and lose track of it. And by the time I look up, it's, 9:35, 9:40. And then if I come in here, run in here, grab the, turn the radio on. And sometimes the net's still going, sometimes it's not. But that's my fault because I don't watch the time. I know it starts at 9 o'clock. Because I call it. Yeah, I've been calling it for 20 years, so you'd think I'd know when 9 o'clock rolled around. But I don't always do it if I got my mind on something else. So, I agree with you. If we can try to keep it going to at least the bottom half of the hour, maybe we get a few more numbers.
That is always good. KK4JBQ. To answer your question about how Donna is doing, she's had a really good couple of days. She's had a friend of hers, a college friend of hers, she and her husband are just headed south for some reason and decided they'd stop here and linger a bit and he would golf and Donna and her friend have done all sorts of things, you know, just enjoying the city that we have here, the area that we have. Not necessarily nice weather. And, the golfer, he's one of those golfers that they strike a ball whatever the weather is. He's been known to use orange balls in the wintertime. And they're easier to track in the snow. I'm sorry if there are any golfers listening, but a possessed bunch of people. Yeah, well, anyway, but they have been tooling around, Donna and her friend, all around Greenville for the last couple of days, and Donna makes sure to have a little meal with me midday, but otherwise, she's with her friend, and that's fine. But it's left me with lots of nothing to do, because Donna and I banter all the time. You might, she's not terribly talkative, but as you know, I am. And so we can carry on a single conversation all day long. Oh, but so I've been watching a little YouTube on the computer. You know, and the computer's right here in my shack, and the shack's right here by my easy chair, and everything just nestles together in this corner of the room. And I found something that I wanted to mention to folks that might be listening, if there is anybody else besides yourself listening. It's a program called Repair Shop. Now, you might think, well, that's interesting sounding, Repair Shop. Well, for the first thing, it's actually a program from Great Britain. So they're going to have British English Now, if that makes your head, if that makes you woozy, and from time to time it does make me woozy to listen to my own language handled the way the Brits do. But you can pick it up. You know, it is our same language, different etymologies maybe, and different expressions most certainly. And some of them, it's so thick because it's not just, Great Britain is not just England. You'll have folks from Wales, and you have folks from, you know, other, like Ireland and Scotland. And they'll speak English, but they just tear it all to pieces, you know. I'm not complaining. I think it's quaint. Anyhow, this program is a really super program. You will have to put up with translating your own mother tongue, but people bring disheveled, broken down things in there, and they absolutely do the most marvelous rejuvenations and rescues of these various items. And I'll tell you just about one of them anyhow. I'm going to let this drop for a little bit. Finals cool off. KK4JBQ. So, today, I watched several, but one of them was about this... Oh, let me ask you and give you a chance to say anything. Do you recall the actress... Well, yes. The actress from the 50s, 60s, 70s. Sherry Lewis... Do you not know? It's a woman now, Sherry Lewis. Do you recall her and what she did? KK4JBQ.
KOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Larry, that Sherry Lewis, I remember her very well. She was a puppeteer. She had little sock puppets and all kind of other little puppets. And she put on her show there. Going back a little bit, you're back to the beginning a little bit real quick. Your voice is up and down and better some days than others. I understand that. I go outside and I'm an outside person. And the way the pollen is right now, it depends on who's cutting the grass and who's blowing leaves or, you know, it don't matter what it is, but that causes me to get chugged up as well. Donna and her friends from South, I'm glad that they did. This area is known for its golf courses like Myrtle Beach is. You go down to Myrtle Beach, a lot of golfers go down there. A lot of golf courses. And, they're pretty challenging, too. And you've got all kind of good courses up and around this area. So I understand if that gentleman wants to play. I played in the snow a couple of times, and orange balls don't make any difference because when they hit and they move up under the snow, you can't see them anyway. I don't care what color they are. But let's see, what else? The repair show. You and I have lived in different parts of the country. People that haven't moved around the country a lot. Listening to the dialect here in the United States is a lot like it is over here in Great Britain. It changes from the area, from this area to the next area that you go to. All up and down and around. And oh gosh, some of these people they're Americans that have been here forever, all their lives. I can't hardly understand some of them. That's just me. But I've been to Australia, New Zealand, and some of the other places around the South Pacific. And where they have the British lit to their dialect. But you look at the difference in the size of the countries over there versus the size of the United States. You know, you could fit all of Great Britain in well within the borders of
the United States. We don't think of, we think about going across the country as 2,000-3,000 miles, 2,500 miles or so from coast to coast. You get over there to Great Britain, you're lucky to go 200 miles across from coast to coast, from one side to the other. So there's a lot of differences on both sides of that. And I remember Sherry Lewis well.
Sherry Lewis was she was a sweet gal, and I always liked whenever she brought her puppets on. I can't remember if Ed Sullivan was known to have her on, or was it Arthur Godfrey? But anyway, I was sure to, everybody knew, and everybody in the house that I grew up in liked Sherry Lewis, and so the voice, whoever was watching television at the time, would call everybody into the living room. There was only one television in the house, unlike today. And it was a small screen, unlike today. We'd all gather around it within, some of us, within 2 feet. So we could all see it at the same time. Oh, we come from an ancient era, you and I do. I think about that from time to time. But Sherry Lewis had one of her puppets, I think the one that she's known to carry around everywhere, was a little lamb. His name was Lamb Chop. And so on the repair shop today, I watched, you got to be careful. When you go to YouTube and you find, you just put in the search box, repair shop, be sure if you want to just check it out, you select one that isn't a whole grouping of 20. I landed on one of those today, and I watched probably 14 of them, just one after the other, But one of them had this this lady that came in, bless her heart. She had this puppet. Looked a whole lot like Lamb Chop, Sherry Lewis's Lamb Chop. But I think she said 14 years ago, the way she told her story, 14 years ago, she brought home some spaniel puppies. And this little, I don't know if she had a name for it, I'll call it Lamb Chop. So her Lamb Chop was out in her bedroom, and she let those puppies have their run of the house. And it was, I think that she, the puppies had been in the house maybe 3 days before they attacked that Lamb Chop little sock puppet and tore it all to pieces, ripped its belly completely away. And, it had four legs and a head, but, and a back, a spine, but all of its belly was gone. Well, they had some ladies on there that do repairs on soft toys. That's how they refer to things like that. And they did the most marvelous reconstruction of this. You just have to see it to appreciate what they did, what it looked like before, and what it looked like after they paid any attention to it. Just amazing what people can do who have the talent and the skill. And then there was another one I'll mention that the item that was brought in was a music box. And they had to completely tear that thing down, and they. It was one that had, it's one that has that rotating spool in it, and with the pins that stick out, and the pins would, as it rotated, it would hit little bars, that little flat bars that were along the edge, and made the beautiful little sound. But they spent a lot of time on that, tearing it all to pieces, straightening it all out, putting it all back together. Anyway, I've enjoyed it, and I'd like to recommend it to anybody that might interested. This is KK4JBQ.
OS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Well, Larry, you know, I'd hate to... I hate for that person that had the puppet and the dogs and got everything tore up, and that's not a good thing. But yeah, that's gonna happen, I guess. We had a little old dog in the house. She's passed away now, but she had several toys. She had one that was her favorite that looked like a little stuffed squirrel, and she'd get that thing and she'd sling it around and tear it up. She tore one up, and we found another one, and we got it for her. And she didn't like it as well as she did her first one, because I think she knew she'd killed the first one. And so, anyway, she still played with it, but it was a lot of fun, any way you look at it. Yeah, those little music boxes, they can be a challenge. Joy has several different little music boxes around the house. Got the little fingers on them. And she'll wind them up, play them every once in a while, but not very often. Hang on. She's got one that's shaped like a grand piano. And it's got a little jewelry box on the inside of it. And she used to keep it wound, so if the kids opened it up to get, try to get in there to her jewelry, she would know it because she'd hear the music box go off. And that was a pretty good deterrent for the children as far as that went. Hang on just a minute, Larry. Let me see if I got any other check-ins, and then I'll come back to you. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Keel, Scott, sound conference.
Call again. You were picket fencing on me just a little bit. Yeah, Greenville is hard to get into the repeater sometimes because of all the buildings. Try it again there, Scott. Scott. Anybody else all the way through the alphabet before I go back to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, for some more rags. You call KI4DOS.
4DOS. I'm in Greenville. Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Lima X-ray. I'll be in and out and wish everyone a good weekend.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KR4BLX. Mr. Tom over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Hope you are doing well there, young man. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, your turn. Go ahead.
Sorry you missed that one fella. He just barely made himself known. That is a tough place, any place, because of the way this, the signal propagates. It can be tough downtown unless you're on the top floor of one of their parking buildings. That would seem to be a good place, would you think?
When I go downtown, if I'm going to do any moving around, to give you a good example, Larry, we did the, March of Dimes walk several years in a row. This was 20 years ago. And they put me in a location that I could not get into the repeater. So I parked my vehicle up to where I could get into the repeater and cross band repeated. And where I was sitting in my location. But I was on an HT and I was talking back to my pickup and then getting into the repeater that way. So, you know, there are ways to do it. But, yeah, on top of a parking garage or, you know, one of the taller buildings, years and years ago, we used to have a 220 machine downtown Greenville. It worked out real well, and then nobody used it, so they got rid of the repeater and the repeater pair and everything else. I wish they had done that, but that's another deal for another day. But I hate that I missed Scott. I didn't get his call. I got his name, and he was in Greenville, but I missed his call. Another check in for our list here. But other than that, line of sight is a wonderful thing when it comes to UHF and VHF.
It can be. However, I feel just as bad about his not being able to be completely heard and then recognized. So, Scott, if that's your last name, we apologize, but that's how we heard it. Scott, if you're still listening and you did not get recognized for a good reason, you were not well understood, so you ought to try to come back when you have an opening there. I'll just give you one right now if you have a moment. Check in with us again. I suppose we've missed him. And I hate that. This repeater is more than entertainment for me. It is that, yes, indeed. But I keep up with people this way. I don't use the telephone much anymore. For talking with people, I use it for other things. It has a calculator on it, such as that. But I don't use the telephone to call people, especially since I guess I've had this throat issue for 4 months or more, and I haven't voluntarily imposed my voice on anybody. Checking in is, if I have to, I just give the briefest check-in, and I can move. I can just sit there and listen to the rest. It's aggravating. And you might have a point about the pollen, although I have to say, unless my system has changed to that extent, I've never been affected by pollen at all. Anywhere I've lived. So, I don't think it's that. It's got to be something else. Anyhow, Gary, we've taken it almost, looks like it's about 4 minutes till 10. We've given it a good fill of the air. And it's always good to talk with you. Appreciate you picking up tonight and being here for the rest of us and bringing us all together. I'll say this is KK4JBQ, and I'll turn it back over to you, Gary. Thank you for being there. 7-3.
Well, thanks for sticking around and talking with me for a little bit. Enjoyed it, as always. And I need to get out on my radio a little more during the day than I do. I used to get on it more than I do now, but if something happened, I just quit getting on it. But I'm going to have to do better and start getting on my radio a little bit during the day and not just at night when the net's on, that sort of thing. But appreciate you talking with me, and hope you and Miss Donna continue to do well. And, hey, our bodies change as we get older. I used to get out and it not bother me at all, but now I get outside much and my nose starts running. Well, it don't even have to be outside. I can be inside and my nose will start running. And it's just clear, it's not an infection or anything like that. But it just goes crazy, so I don't know. But I'm glad you were feeling a little bit better today and having a good day, and appreciate you hanging in there and talking with me. Enjoyed it and look forward to doing it again. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello, and y'all take care, and we'll say 73 for now. If we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Get two more check-ins, so I'd have a nice even round number. But don't look like I'm going to get them tonight. We'll try it one more time, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For comments, is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. That was copy. Go ahead.
Operator here, it's KQ4. 4, Papa Charlie Delta, Philip over here in Pickens. I don't have a good antenna here. Can you read me?
KQ4PCD over there in Pickens, and I missed your name. Go ahead. KQ4PCD over there in Pickens. Can I get your name? I'll look you up on my own QRA here just a little bit. Say you're a new ham operator. We're glad to have you aboard there, young man. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night if you can make it into the repeater. But you're sounding good over there from Pickens. You were nice and clear. Good signal into the repeater from wherever you were. Different net controller each night on this frequency, 146.610. It's a negative offset, different net controller each night, net starts at 9 p.m. But come back as often as you can, we'd love to have you. Anyone else, all the way through the alphabet, if there's any other check-ins or any other comments, call KI4DOS.
Kilo, Kilo 5, Echo Oscar, KK5, EO, Scott, downtown Greenville. I finally made it to the top of a parking deck.
You made it in there, young man. KK5EO, Mr. Scott, over there in the top of a parking garage over there in downtown Greenville. Appreciate you being here. Scott, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. I do appreciate you coming in and checking in with us. And thanks for being so persistent. I hate that you had to go all the way to the top of a parking garage, but sometimes that's the way it works over there in Greenville. But you take care, and we got you in the log. Other comments, call KI4DOS.
DOS. KC4GE. No comments. Good evening, everyone.
Like say good evening. KC4GEE. Can I get your name and location?
This is Ken, Kilo Echo November, the location Moore, South Carolina, in between Spartanburg and Woodruff.
Got you in the log here, young man. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Yeah, I know exactly where Moore is. I've been over there quite a number of times. Been through there a lot, and got several hams that live over there, but I don't know if you know Rusty or not. Rusty lives over there in Moore, or did. Hadn't heard him in a while on 2 meters. I hear him every once in a while on HF, but I hadn't heard him on 2 meters lately. But he was talking about moving to Florida at some point.
I see. No, I didn't realize that. I've been inactive for a few years. He's a real good radio operator and person.
He's a nice fella, his first wife, Miss Ruth, she passed away, of course, you probably knew that, but Rusty's a good fella, and like I said, the last time I heard him, I think he was mobile, and he said he was moving or something, but I don't know where he said he was moving to, I don't remember.
That he moved, but he did. He really did well with the net years ago. I had to renew my license a few months ago, also, so I was inactive during that period for sure. I went through W5YI instead of directly to the FCC because the FCC is only online. They don't accept mail, and so to set up an account to pay was really difficult. I didn't want to mess with it. I called the FCC and asked if there was any other way, and they told me about W5YI, and they made it easy.
I should have. I've used W5YI for some other things. I was looking for a vanity call sign one time, Ken, and then I couldn't find what I liked, and wasn't going to apply for just anything. And now I've been at it so long, I just decided not to change mine because nobody knew who I was.
You got to it's always good to stick with the first one. That's what it came up as, and that's sort of who you are. But I do understand the vanity call signs. They're very nice also. This is my first and only. I'll keep it forever.